This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. Sherwood police say they're looking for a third person in the death of a woman who disappeared from her home last week. 74-year-old Catherine Cleary was reported missing August 22nd. A neighbor called police after finding Cleary's garage door open and her car missing. Police found no one in the home. Police say Cleary's body was found the following night in a ditch east of Sherwood after one of two women arrested for using the dead woman's credit card said that Cleary's belongings had been dumped there. The two women have not been charged as of yet with Cleary's death. Police Chief James Bedwell said that a third arrest is expected very soon. Bedwell said he can't discuss details of the case, including how Cleary was killed. Dateline Malvern, Arkansas, where the theft of $10,000 worth of telephone wire briefly knocked out service to hundreds of Arkansas customers. Hot Springs County authorities say it's rare for thieves to steal phone wire because it's so close to electrical wires and very dangerous. Governor Mike Beebe's in Bauxite today for an announcement of a major plant expansion. Mayor Johnny McMahon says the St. Gobain Company plans to spend more than $100 million on the expansion. Bauxite is used in natural gas production in the Fayetteville Shale. The Independence County Sheriff's Office says the Bobby Wilson residence on Dusty Lane in Cave City, which is located in Independence County, was burglarized. A neighbor phoned Wilson at work early this morning, told him about a white Ford Ranger being in his residence and a heavyset male just leaving in a vehicle heading down Dusty Lane. Police say they found someone had pried open the mobile home front door and trashed the inside. Wilson said the intruder stole several items of food, clothing, other household items, and several dollars in change that was kept in a bowl. Police in Independence County also investigated a vehicle break-in on the Lyon College campus. A student told authorities she had parked in the baseball field parking lot Monday night because all parking spaces were taken near her school-owned apartment complex that's located near the ballpark. When she returned to get her car Tuesday morning, she discovered it had been broken into and her Apple iPod stolen. The Independence County Veterans Office, located in the main county courthouse, will be closed today, Thursday, and Friday of this week for out-of-town training. That's according to the local veterans director, Andrea Taylor. The office will resume normal business hours next Tuesday. If you'd like more information on the veterans matters, you can contact 793-8812. Upcoming work on Greer's Ferry Dam will require Arkansas Highway 25 bridge across the dam to be closed between 8 and 3 on Tuesday, September 13th. The alternate routes will be Highways 16 and 92 around the west side of the lake. During the work, contractors will use a crane atop the bridge to install a floating bulkhead on the lake side of the dam. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.